Welcome back to another episode of Lady, You're Scaring Us. I'm Hillary.
I'm Marisa.
And I'm Amy.
We've got Amy again.
Yay!
Scheduling issues. Yeah. But three of us will be together again soon.
I hope so. I miss Taylor.
Yeah.
Kind of. A little bit.
Right. She probably kind of misses you too.
Yeah. Well, that's whatever.
I saw her yesterday, so I'm fine.
Okay. You're good. So Amy and I recently went to North Carolina. And we stayed, I don't know how far from Charlotte we are, but anyway, I figured since we stayed in North Carolina, I would tell you about a serial killer from North Carolina.
Okay.
Called the Taco Bell Strangler.
Ooh.
To my knowledge, no tacos were harmed during these few years.
I could harm some tacos.
Love to harm a few tacos. So I have to give a little shout out to our friend Alicia.
I miss her so much.
I miss her too. So she gave me this book for my birthday called A Haunted Road Atlas. So it's like all places that are haunted and true crime that have happened all throughout the United States. Mm-hmm. So this is where I got this story from. Because I was like, oh, we're going to North Carolina. Let me see if anything happened there. And sure enough, that was pretty cool. So thank you, Alicia. She kind of helped with this story. So the Taco Bell Strangler, Henry Louis Wallace. He was born November 4th, 1965 in Barnwell, South Carolina. His mother, Lottie Mae Wallace. You know what I thought about Lottie Mae? Do you remember Lottie Moon? It was a Baptist thing with didn't you guys ever talk about Lottie Moon at church?
I have no idea what you're talking
maybe
about.
It might have been Assembly of God, but it was like a missionary thing that you gave money to Lottie Moon and they sent the money out to the missionaries that were abroad.
No? Never heard of it.
No?
Nope.
All right. It was probably a scam, but
your church made it up to get money.
Yeah, it's possible. Anyway, Lottie Mae Wallace was very verbally abusive to Henry and a very harsh disciplinarian. Again, it's always the moms.
Yeah. Until it's the dads.
That's true.
Parents.
Am I right? Henry attended Barnwell High School. He was a cheerleader and on the student council. Apparently, his mother forbid him to play football after high school. I don't know why she was okay with him playing or being a cheerleader.
Probably.
You would think that it would be the opposite.
Unless she was afraid of his, like, safety.
Maybe. She didn't sound like she was a particularly kind mother, so I don't know. Anyway, after high school, he became a DJ at a local radio station, but he was fired for stealing CDs. He also was in college at the time, but he dropped out and joined the Navy.
If I worked at a radio station, I would probably steal CDs too.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it would be really cool to work at a radio station.
Yeah, it would, but
I wouldn't want to fuck it up by stealing.
I mean, I would just be like, I just was going to borrow it. I was going to bring it back.
God.
Listen, I was just going to burn a copy. That's all. I'm bringing it
this
back.
This was the 50s?
No, this was in the 60s. So actually, do they have CDs?
Probably cassette.
Well, he was born in 65. So yeah, it would have been in the 70s. So I think so.
I
had CDs.
Records? I don't know.
It said CDs. Maybe they meant records.
I really don't know when CDs came out. You guys would know better than me.
Wow. Shots fired.
I don't even know. Yeah. It
just
probably was in the 80s or 90s.
Just take it gracefully at this age and keep going.
You're an asshole.
I'm just saying. I owned one tape before I got CDs, so.
Oh, yeah. No, I owned multiples. Had a Walkman, and I remember when I got my first CD player. Ah, those were the days. You know what my very first CD was?
What?
Leanne Rimes, Blue. It was her very first CD.
Mine was Bop Hansen.
Nice.
What was yours? You just told me your age.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
My first cassettes that I had were Alice in Chains, every last one that they ever had.
Really? Mine was TLC, Crazy, Sexy, Cool.
I don't remember my first CD.
No? Mm-mm. Anyway, so he dropped out of college. He joined the Navy, and he also married his high school sweetheart at this time. While in the Navy, Wallace started using crack cocaine.
Mm.
Yeah.
Figured he would have started using men's penises. But I associate that more than me.
I was going to say that escalated from stealing from the music store to crack.
Yeah.
I don't associate crack with Navy, but whatever.
I don't know. But anyway, so he had several warrants out for his arrest in the Seattle metro area where he was stationed for burglarizing.
So how was he still in the Navy then?
Well, I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
So he was, while he was in the Navy, he was doing this. So he had burglarized a bunch of stores to help pay for his habit of using the crack cocaine. I imagine crack cocaine is a little expensive. I think it's the most expensive of the drugs.
I don't know.
Then or now?
Well,
now or then, I mean, to get the
good. I feel like prescription pills are probably
that's
the
true.
Most.
Now.
I don't know though.
Yeah, but back then, I think the cocaine was pretty expensive.
The cocaine.
So he was using crack cocaine.
Yeah. What's the difference?
I think cocaine is the good stuff, and crack cocaine is the
street stuff.
The ghetto stuff.
Would you snort crack, and cocaine is the rock you put on a spoon and light the lighter.
We probably sound very stupid right now.
We're curious.
Well, the last time I did cocaine. Yeah, I don't know. So after he was finally apprehended, he was honorably discharged from the Navy, which I don't know how the hell that happened.
I've heard many things that should have been dishonorable discharges, and they weren't. So I'm not even going to comment on that.
That's true. So he was honorably discharged from the Navy, and he was sentenced to 2 years of supervised probation. This was in 1988. His wife at this time also left him, and Wallace relocated to Charlotte, North Carolina. He worked at several fast food restaurants until in 1991, he became a manager at a Taco Bell in East Charlotte.
I love Taco Bell.
I do. No, I don't. I'm not going to.
I rarely get it because Hunter doesn't like it either.
Yeah, she likes
it.
I'll
go with you because I like it.
I like Mexican pizzas.
I like bean burritos, no onions. And listen up, Taco Bell, if you put more onions in my burritos, I might become the second Taco Bell.
Ooh.
Taco Bell killer.
Okay, well, wow.
Listen.
You heard it here first.
I also like Mexi-Melts.
Yeah, I like those. I don't know what it is. It's like a double decker or something. It's like a soft taco, and then they put beans on there, and then they wrap a hard taco
with
it.
Oh, yeah, that's the double decker. The double decker is good. I'll give you that. Whenever I eat Taco Bell, I enjoy it, but it's not like my go-to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I'm just going to go through the list of the murders of Mr. Wallace.
Henry. You're not going to tell us how we progressed?
Well,
from manager of the Taco Bell?
I'm going to say it has something to do with the crack cocaine. I'm just going to, there really was no, like, this happened. We know mom wasn't nice to him, and he was doing crack cocaine.
A lot of people's moms aren't nice to them. They don't
mind
killing people.
Then he was doing crack cocaine. I mean, his wife left him. I mean, he was honorably discharged from the Navy, so he was still getting all that, the benefits of that. So I don't know. I don't know what triggered it. There's nothing that I could find that would, you know, why do people murder? I don't know.
I mean, I know sometimes.
I do know sometimes. In this case, no idea. So in May 1992, Wallace picked up 33-year-old Sharon Nance. She was a convicted drug dealer and prostitute. He beat her to death when she asked for payment for her services. Then he dropped her body by railroad tracks, and she was found a few days later.
That's, you know, being a prostitute is dangerous on its own, but being the prostitute and the dealer, that's a high-risk job.
And if you're picking up a prostitute, dude, you know you got to pay for that shit.
Right?
What's your problem?
Get the money first.
Yeah. Always get the money first. That's what I do. In June 1992, Wallace raped and strangled Carolyn Love at her apartment, then dumped her body in a wooded area. She was 20 years old. Love was a friend of Wallace's girlfriend at the time.
Whoa.
Yep.
He had a whole ass girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. She was also his girlfriend's roommate and a college student.
Where was his girlfriend during this?
I don't know. Not there. She had worked at a Bojangles. You ever been to Bojangles?
Hell yeah.
Love Bojangles.
You don't like it?
No.
I like Bojangles.
I don't like it.
After he killed her, Wallace, his girlfriend, and her sister filed a missing persons report. It would be almost 2 years before her body was discovered in a wooded area in Charlotte. So he helped.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't know where your roommate went.
That's crazy. What? On February 1993, Wallace strangled 20-year-old Shauna Hawk, a college student at her home, after first raping her and later went to her funeral. Hawk had worked at a Taco Bell where Wallace was her supervisor.
Hmm.
On June 22nd, Wallace raped and strangled his Taco Bell co-worker and manager, Audrey Spain. She was 24. Her body was found on June 25th. So let me go back to this. He's a sick son of a bitch because he strangled the Shauna Hawk and then went to her funeral.
A lot of them do that.
This smacks of undiagnosed mental illness.
Mm, personality disorder.
Yeah, for sure. Antisocial. 100%. On August 10th, 1993, Wallace raped and strangled Valencia Jumper, a 21-year-old college student from Columbia, South Carolina, his sister's friend. So this is a sister's friend that
so
he
also... So all these people, except for the first, which he may have known the first one too, were kind of close people to him, or easily accessible people to him.
Right. Then...
That's bold.
He set her body on fire to cover up the crime. A few days after her murder, Wallace and his sister went to Valencia's funeral, even sending her family condolences.
See, you would think the cops would have been like, okay. Because cops watch funerals
right.
a lot of times when... stuff like that happens. So you would thought they'd have been like, he's at this funeral and he's at this funeral.
Right.
And they both worked at Taco Bell?
Well, I'm gonna get into that.
Okay.
Okay. So a month later, on September 14th, 1993, Wallace went to the apartment of 20-year-old Michelle Stinson, a college student and friend of his from Taco Bell. He raped her and sometime later strangled and stabbed her in front of her oldest son. On February 14th, 1994, like these are all close to pretty.
What happened to the son?
I don't know.
No, it feels like too escalated in severity. Like
maybe the oldest son was like 3 and couldn't talk or so, you know, because.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything else about the son. But on February 4th, 1994, Wallace was arrested for shoplifting, but police did not make a connection between him and the murders. On February 20th, so what, like 2 weeks later in 1994, a day after Shauna's mother appealed to the police to find her daughter's murderer, Wallace raped and strangled Vanessa Little Mack, 25 years old, in her West Charlotte apartment. He knew her through her sister, who was a co-worker of his at Taco Bell. On March 8th, 1994.
Surely these aren't the same Taco Bells.
It is the Taco Bell that he works at.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I was
that
thinking
he's
maybe
a manager of.
But I thought maybe he was like a super, like, you know, one of those kind of managers where you have a couple Taco Bells.
Mm-hmm. No, it was this one All right. Taco
well,
Bell.
He, I think, should have been caught.
Yeah, long before this many victims.
Yeah. Again, we'll get to that. On March 8th, 1994, Wallace robbed, raped, and strangled 24-year-old Betty Jean Bacon a day after her birthday. Bacon and Wallace's girlfriend were co-workers at Bojangles, where she was the assistant manager. After Wallace murdered her, he took a considerable number of valuables from the house, then left the apartment with her car. He pawned everything except the car, which he left at a local shopping center. Wallace returned to the same apartment complex on March 8, 1994, knowing that Bernice Woods would be at work so he could murder Woods's girlfriend, Brandy June Henderson, 18-year-old high school student, the mother of Woods's child. Wallace raped Henderson while she held her baby and then strangled her. He also strangled her son, who incidentally survived.
Oh, still escalating.
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. All of these victims were Black women.
Hmm.
So the police increased the patrols in East Charlotte after 2 bodies of young Black women were found at the Lake Apartments complex, which is the 2 that he killed. Wallace sneaked in to rob and strangle Deborah Ann Slaughter, 35, who had been his girlfriend's co-worker. He raped, strangled, and stabbed her 38 times in the stomach and chest before taking money from the apartment for drugs. Slaughter's body was found on March 12, 1994. I guess finally piece this all together.
Taco Bell and Bojangles, people that work there are dropping like flies.
And it's this guy.
Or people who work there's
Because they're all connected. Like, he's friends. Connected to them somehow.
Yeah.
So he was finally arrested in March 13th, 1994. And then for 12 hours, he confessed to all the murders.
How did they catch him?
I think they linked him somehow. I think they ended up because there were like multiple like, hey, you guys need to fucking do something. Mm-hmm. All these women are dying and they're all black women. So it was like, you know, they didn't even really start looking into it. So I think that eventually they were able to link these dead bodies to him. And I believe DNA evidence also with some of them. So whenever they finally did arrest him, he confessed 10 murders, and he confessed actually to an 11th murder that he committed before moving to Charlotte. So let me tell you about that one. Okay, so on March 8th in 1990, Wallace murdered 18-year-old Tashonda Bethany, a Barnwell High School student. He then dumped her body in a lake in his hometown. It was not until several weeks later that her corpse was discovered. Wallace was questioned by the police regarding her disappearance and death, but was never formally charged with her murder. He was also questioned about the attempted rape of a 16-year-old Barnwell girl, but was never charged for that either. So that happened before he even moved to Charlotte. While the, you know, Charlotte police chief was rejoicing about how, you know, we made this arrest and look how great this is and
fear no more.
Right.
We got him.
11 victims later.
Right.
Exactly. However, many of the area's black community criticized the police conduct during the investigation, accusing them of neglecting the murders of black women. One woman stated that the police did not care because they viewed the young female murder victims as fast girls who hang out a lot.
Well, quotes. I said, especially the prostitute / drug dealer. They were probably like, mm-hmm. We don't care.
Mm-hmm. Denise Hawk's mother, Dee Sumpter, said the victims weren't prominent people with social economic status. They weren't special and they were black. So now he is actually, I think he's still on death row. He was sentenced in 1997 and he's had like multiple appeals. But he is actually still on death row. He also made a statement after he was found guilty. He was actually only found guilty of 9 murders. And he was sentenced, 9 death sentences that he got. He stated, none of these women, none of your daughters, mothers, sisters, or family members in any way deserved what they got. They did nothing to me that warranted their death. There was also a psychologist that testified during the trial that Wallace had been a victim of physical and mental abuse at the hands of his mother since birth and had a mental illness at the time of the killings. But
like I said, maybe a personality disorder plus drugs.
Yeah.
Is what it sounds like to me.
That's what I'm going to say too. I'm no doctor, but also what I found interesting about this case is that Henry Louis Wallace himself is a black man. And I was looking at some statistics because you don't typically hear about black serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
So there is actually serial killers, the statistics are 82% are white, only 15% are black. Hmm. So that's definitely not common. 2.5% are actually Hispanic. Yeah, anyway, I thought that was kind of wild. I honestly, whenever I looked him up, I was like, oh shit. Yeah, I didn't know. Because I feel like you think serial killer, you think it's a white man. It's a white guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, white guys be doing a lot.
It's my Taco Bell strangler. Again, I don't believe any tacos were harmed. So
Taco Bell / Bojangles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both.
And I don't know if that same Taco Bell is still there in Charlotte. Be interesting to know. Would you go there and eat?
Yes.
I would too.
So you said he's still on death row right now?
Yeah, he is.
Does he have a death date?
You know,
probably not.
Probably not.
People don't get killed on death row anymore.
I know.
They just die naturally, age. Yeah.
So he was born in 1965, so he's 58 right now.
Oh.
He's still young.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So he was in his 30s when he was doing all this.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
What's crazy is it all started happening in his 30s and not sooner than that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hey, don't do drugs.
If it was...
What year was he born?
He was born in 65.
Oh. Maybe he was busy in the Navy.
Yeah, he was too busy in the Navy to...
Doing crack?
Well...
Yeah. And stealing shit. Yeah, I don't know what... I don't know what happened for him to just... You know, he killed... So apparently he'd been killing since, you know, before he even moved to Charlotte. So for a while.
I feel like if it was a mental illness, he would have been killing in his 20s mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. Like I said, I think it was just personality mixed with crack cocaine.
Yep. Yeah, I concur. So yeah.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. Should be just a disclaimer for everybody everywhere. Don't mm-hmm. do drugs.
But do tacos.
Do tacos. Eat. Yes.
Taco Bell does have doo-doo tacos.
That's not what I meant.
They're good.
I said doo-doo. Do the tacos.
I have a question.
Okay.
Our coworker Amy actually asked it.
Okay.
Favorite dessert.
Oh, favorite dessert. I have so many. What about you say?
I like Bluebell 10 roof ice cream.
What is that?
It's vanilla and it has chocolate swirls and chocolate covered peanuts.
Okay.
I love anything chocolate. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite. I like cheesecake.
You mm-hmm. like Sixlets. Candy is your favorite. That's candy. I can answer that.
Yeah, but I don't, but not for a dessert.
Olive Garden used to have this amazing lemon cake. Mm-hmm. It was like cake, mm-hmm. cake on the bottom layer. It had a middle layer of cheesecake. And it had a top layer of cake, too. And it was lemon. It was so good.
That sounds good.
I like that. And I like chantilly cakes. It's just like a white cake with chantilly icing. It's not really icing. It's like the Cool Whip type. Oh, yeah. And it's got like blueberries, strawberries, raspberries.
Yeah, that's good. That's pretty good.
But that's what I always get for my birthday.
I like...
Which is coming up, by
Chili's
the way.
Has...
got it.
Chili's has... It's like this molten lava, mm-hmm. you know, it's like the chocolate cake with
hot fudge
and the vanilla icing. That's good.
Oh, me and my mom obviously went to Disney World and at Ohana, it's at the Polynesian Resort. So it's like a Polynesian restaurant. Mm-hmm. They had this bread pudding. I would kill both of you for it.
She can try, but
maybe not in your own house, but it was so good. It was hot and they served it with ice cream.
That sounds
it was
good.
So good. It had like a caramel drizzle. Mm-hmm.
Apple pie with ice cream too. Is good.
Pumpkin pie. Ice cream.
No, apple pie.
I know.
Pumpkin pie.
Do you like pumpkin pie?
I do like pumpkin pie. Mm-hmm.
I guess you just like sweets.
Yeah. And chocolate. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She makes a homemade dessert to eat every night. It's like supposed to be. It's something we were
it's
on
like
when
a
we were doing
ice cream, yeah.
keto.
Mm. But it's still so good.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, our favorite desserts. Thanks for the question, Amy.
Yeah, whatever, Amy.
Don't talk about my baby mama like that.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. If you don't, follow us on Instagram @lady_youscaringus. And we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.